gotta get up.
Oh. All right. Well, it's 5:34 here at Sunny 101.5. And guess what? It's time for the Jack and Tracy show, you know.
Woohoo! Yeah, I did know. I don't know much, but I did know that.
Is there a song called
yes.
I Don't Know Much?
I don't know who does it.
Neville.
Campbell? Wait.
Neville something. Aaron
Neville. Aaron Neville. Okay, between the two of us, we'll get it.
Don't know much, but I don't know any other words of it. So, like in any song, I don't know any words to any song. Well, we have mostly cloudy skies today. There is an 80% chance of showers, possibility of storms, and your high will be 60. It's 48, and this is Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Tell Me Something Good, brought to us by the South Bend School Corporation. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, recently, the South Bend School's Board of Trustees approved an exciting new venture that has the potential to revolutionize education in our region. It's a state-of-the-art career hub development right in the heart of downtown South Bend. We love great news like that for Tell Me Something Good. And we are joined by Karima Fowler this morning. She is the Chief Financial Officer and Assistant Superintendent of South Bend Schools. Good morning, Karima.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Tell us about this.
This is really exciting. It's a super big milestone for us. We've kind of started this project on the referendum trail, actually, and to see things coming into play and hopefully into fruition next year in 2025, it is super exciting. And it's a big deal for the community. We'll have consolidated CTE programs, which would include automation and robotics, cosmetology, culinary arts, early childhood education, entrepreneurship, and a plethora of high-demand, high-wage jobs. And so we are super excited to be able to give our students the opportunities, the exposures, and also to help with the workforce. We know that the employers have experienced some issues with having the workforce, so we want to make sure that students are workforce ready, in addition to preparing them to go through higher ed pathways as well.
Absolutely. And tell me where this will be.
This will be located downtown South Bend, in the historic Studebaker Building, Building 84, and we'll actually have two floors on the west wing of that building, so the second and third floor.
Fantastic. And, you know, it sounds like you guys have really done your homework as far as what specific skills are needed, what industries are clamoring for, you know, workers, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah, we've been working at that for a while. The Chamber has partnered with us on this, as well as InFocus has worked on, you know, kind of getting out there and talking to industry and partners and even higher ed and doing a lot of studies on what the actual need is out there in our region. So, yeah, we have been doing our homework. And then we have a lot of local internal needs just in stopping schools in general. You know that the governor has really pushed this as well. And so they have now, with the Core 40, the regular degree, you have to choose a pathway. So each student has to choose a pathway in addition to getting their regular 440 degree. So we also need to meet those needs as well. And so students can also get dual credit to go towards their college education.
And that saves so much money, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. You can graduate with literally an associate's degree or certifications and go straight into the industry. So it's going to be a real game changer. And then when you talk about just removing barriers and education, the education landscape is so different now. So we really have to make that pivot and embrace where our students are and kind of meet them where they are.
Absolutely. And Karima, access and inclusivity are so important. How are you guys going to make sure all students have equal access with this project?
Well, for one, when you take your resources and you consolidate them, you tend to have more resources in one area, and that provides more access, as well as this being centrally located, you're centralizing all of your services. And it's not that you're centralizing just the services, it'll be in the heart of downtown. So for us, it would be right in the middle of all of our high schools. In addition to, we're starting earlier now, so we're working on some of this stuff in middle school so that when they get in high school, they already have a pathway identified and they know what's available to them. But the other reason that this is providing access, because it also helps with transportation. We give every student a transpo card in addition to the students that we bus. It'll be in the heart of downtown. In addition to, before, when students took CTE classes, you had to be eligible. You had to have all of your basic core 40 classes intact in order to take CTE. And now this opens it up more because you have to have a pathway. So this opens it up to more students that it would have not opened up to traditionally. In addition to students in neighboring districts that were probably on wait lists or couldn't necessarily take the classes because they didn't have the capacity. So it really opens things up.
Oh, it definitely does. And lastly, looking ahead, what excites you the most about the potential impact of the Career Hub on the future of education and workforce development in South Bend and beyond?
Just centralizing and elevating the programs that are available to students and really being able to remove barriers to access. That's one of the biggest things to me. And then the amount of programs that we're going to have. We're going to have 19 pathways in this building starting out, with growth for expansion. So those are the things that really excite me. And, you know, I get excited when I think about this in terms of, like, the future of education. And this helps us in South Bend. I think this helps us. We're moving in the right direction. This was what has been well overdue. And to lead the way when it comes to career and technical education, I think that's going to be huge for South Bend, huge for our community, and huge for St. Joseph County.
And Tell Me Something Good, brought to us by South Bend School Corporation.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on 6.5.
6:58, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Homeland Security raided Sean Diddy Combs' homes on both coasts yesterday in Miami. It was part of an ongoing sex trafficking investigation. Now, Homeland Security agents were searching through the property, bringing out boxes, and even looking through cushions and outdoor pool furniture. Law enforcement officers were seen walking through the house with guns drawn. There were people being questioned in the yards. Now, it's unclear of Diddy's whereabouts during the raid, but his two sons were reportedly detained at the scene of one of his homes. They did end up being released without charges. Diddy's trouble began when his ex-girlfriend Cassie accused him of rape, sex trafficking, and abuse back in November of 2023.
Boy, this one's going to get ugly.
It is. Yeah, media outlets reported that his private jet landed in the Caribbean during the home raids. It's unclear on that private jet in the Caribbean at the time. The story is still developing. More to come in the days ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Katie Couric has a new name, Grandma. Her eldest daughter, Ellie Monahan, welcomed her first baby with her husband, Mark Dabrowski, a son named John Albert. Well, the legendary journalist shared the news on Instagram and shared pictures, and she said the little guy's going to be called in honor of his grandfather her late husband, who she lost quite a few years ago. Mm-hmm. She is thrilled to be a grandma for the first time. Well, speaking of grandmas, Kris Jenner has 13 grandchildren, and she says it's a struggle to spend time with all of them.
13?
Yep. She says she actually considered taking each grandchild to dinner once a month, but she realized it would take too much time and money. And I went, okay, wait a minute. What? That just irritates me. You're Kris Jenner.
Right.
And it's too time consuming to take one grandchild a month to dinner.
Yeah, that can
and
get
it's too and it's too costly.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my, whatever. Whatever. I can't even. That one just frustrates
I'll
me.
I'll bet you when you first saw that story, you go, are you kidding me?
But those kids would be thrilled to just, you know, spend time with her if she took them to McDonald's, right?
Sure.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, it's time spent. Whatever. Okay, I'm just going to move on. But anyway, she did say she made a promise to Mason Disick, who's Courtney's oldest son, to buy him a car if he avoids drinking and drugs. She joked that that's probably going to come back to haunt her because she realized then that she would have to do that 13 times. And she said, I'm going to go broke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling real bad for you.
I'm not too worried about you going broke.
No. That does get expensive, 13 cars.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Well, Kobe Bryant's father, this is another story I don't understand. Kobe Bryant's father, Joe Bryant, is auctioning off the replica championship ring that Kobe gave him as a gift.
Oh, boy.
This is crazy. It's in an online auction site called Golden. So the ring features 40 diamonds. It has Lakers and world champions engraved on top. It also has the phrase bling bling and Kobe's name inscribed on the side. Apparently an exact replica of Kobe's ring. It was a gift Kobe gave his dad after he won his first championship with the Lakers back in 2000. And it's the only ring Joe ever received from his son.
I couldn't do that.
No, I know I couldn't. Because
I'm sure it's going to bring in pretty penny.
Big money.
But I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like one day last week, it was at $141,000. But yeah. I mean, how?
Wow.
Yeah, I was scheduled to go until March 30th.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you ready to do some birthdays this morning?
Am I ready to do some birthdays this morning? No. Steven Tyler, the famous Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. Well,
76.
76. Mm-hmm. Well, that wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad at all.
I've done a lot worse before.
Not bad at all.
Like this one.
Nancy Pelosi.
That's right. Have no clue. Gosh darn it. I mean, I know who she is.
Of course, we all do, but yeah, ages are hard. If you could see the look on his face right now.
Nancy Pelosi is, I'm going to say 70, I don't know.
84. And I'm kind of with you there. I would not have thought 84. I wouldn't have thought that.
Well, obviously, I didn't think 84.
All right, and how about Jennifer Grey?
Is that Jennifer Grey is...
Yes.
Jennifer Grey
from Dirty Dancing.
Yes, I swear, and it's true.
This is another one.
You was 68.
She's 64. Still, you know when celebrities haven't done a ton with their career after that one big blockbuster?
Yeah.
And you can't see them any older than they were back then?
Right,
I
know.
Like, I just can't. I'm just like,
I can't either.
64?
I don't think I want to either.
No.
I already have the image.
Right.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. I know what you're saying.
Sunny 101.5. Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right, here at 743.
All right, I love my life hack.
Yeah?
You know, you need to clean your vases, like your flower vases or your fish bowl, and you get that gritty ring. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where the top of the water line was.
Right.
It can be hard to clean that, especially in those vases where you can't, you know, exactly reach your hand down in there. But the perfect thing to do, you take hot water, splash of, and rice, and you swish it around in that vase or fish bowl, and that cleans that entire gritty ring and leaves everything sparkling inside. So hot water, splash vinegar, and some rice.
That sounds
does
too...
Does the cleaning for you.
That doesn't sound possible
you
to me.
You know what? It's credit to the Today Show, who does some great life hacks, and I saw it on there. And
well, then, if it's on the Today Show, it's got
to
be
tried it
true.
Out, and it totally works.
Okay, well, this has to... is targeted towards those who are into skin products.
Yeah, you're not looking at me or anything. Here's me with my 7 layers of age-defying creams and lotions and potions.
Yeah, but she lets me watch her do it. That's what gets, that's something she wouldn't even let her own husband watch
yeah, he
do
generally
that.
Just is like, okay, how many more layers? How much
well,
longer?
Anyway, if you want to know what all those weird-sounding ingredients are in skin products, all you have to do is go to skinsort.com. That's skinsort.com, and you can copy and paste the ingredients in, and it will give you a breakdown of what they are and what they do to your body. Important information.
That is important information. You want to be careful about.
Exactly. Well, there you go. Like I say, skinsort.com.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:55, and time for Go Figure. Well, we go to California for this one. California Police Department said it will need a new way to disguise the faces of suspects in photos that are posted to social media after Lego asked the department to stop using its intellectual property. Legos.
Oh.
The Murrieta Police Department has been using various images, including emoji faces and characters from The Grinch, Shrek, and Barbie.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that's good. Well, it's used to cover the face of suspects in mugshots and other photos posted to social media.
Okay.
And they've been doing it for a couple of years, and this year California adopted a statewide law prohibiting police from sharing photos of suspects in nonviolent crimes. The Murrieta Police Department prides itself in its transparency with the community, but also honors everyone's rights and protections as afforded by law, even suspects. Mm-hmm. The department said in a social media post, in order to share what is happening in Murrieta, we chose to cover the faces of suspects to protect while still aligning with the new law. Well, that worked for a couple of years.
It would be kind of a nice promotion for Lego, you know?
Well, they don't see that.
They don't see it that way.
No, they're not seeing it that way. In recent weeks, the department has made a practice of using images depicting the heads of Lego figures to block out the faces of suspects,
right,
of course. And the Lego group reached out to us and respectfully, now they weren't yelling or anything, they were respectful, asked us to refrain from using their intellectual property in our social media content. Which, of course, we understand and will comply. We are currently exploring other methods of publishing our content.
I wonder if they could just use, you know, normal emojis that we all use in
That's not a bad idea. Maybe you should get a hold of the police department.
Let them know.
Let's
see what happens with that.
I have an idea. That's right. Well, we'll keep you posted. And go figure.